Hallo.
Oh shit! No, I'll do that.
It
Hello.
was funny how you started the last episode, I thought.
It's all sweetness and light here now.
I don't know what we're doing this episode. Do you have any idea? We have a lot of shout-outs to read
We
through.
have a lot of shout-outs.
Let's do that. That'll
Okay,
keep
get
us
them up
busy
to
for a
y'all.
little bit. Hang on, let me save what I was working on here. Save now. Okay. Hucklebug.
New ones come in since I've been here.
Yeah, there's lots and lots. Okay, Susketa thought the line was won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls, not Lincoln and Fords. There's lots of different, I've heard lots of different lyrics to Lady is a Tramp.
Ermine and Pearl sounds
Ermine
familiar
and
to me.
pearls does sound familiar to me as well. It depends, I think it may depend on whether a man is singing it or a woman is singing it. Not that it matters, because it's a third person song. It's a song about the lady as a tramp, but
Maybe it's
anyways,
tradition.
could be. Maybe the Sinatra version is Lincoln and Ford's. Do 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 Crystal.
Crystal. Oh, Crystal. I wish I could go with you.
She's going to see Summer's Town by Shane Meadows, which is the new movie by the guy. Shane Meadows is the guy who did This Is England, and Thomas Turgoose is in it. He's so cute.
He's a
She says,
beauty.
"Hydrate, ladies, hydrate." I'm
I
drinking
just took a little drink of green
Yeah,
tea,
I'm
so that.
drinking green tea as well. I've got water as well. I'm gonna drink actual water. She wanted to know if you could have your own Peggy Sue Got Married experience. Who would you sleep with? I guess from your past, that would be.
From like high school,
Who would
maybe.
you be? Yeah, from high school. John Pierce. That's mine. Who turned out to be a real dick and you tell them to fuck off? I don't know that I would bother with that. There isn't anybody from high school that I still want to tell to fuck off.
Nervous William, I'd like to
Yeah.
tell the
Yeah, you should. You still can.
I'd rather not. That means I
Would
have
you
to
spend
interact
more
with them.
time with your family? I don't think so. I spent plenty of time with my family, and
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with my family growing up,
fortunately,
so.
none of them are like gone, so I don't have to be like, oh, I should spend more time with my dad because he's not here anymore or anything like that, you know, knock wood. So I don't have that
And
problem.
who would you befriend? I was pretty much friends with everybody because I went to a small school,
And you were in the
so
band. Everybody loves the band.
and everybody was pretty much. There were certain cliques of people who would not be friends with other certain cliques, but I was never in a clique, so
Yeah.
I was friends with everybody.
We done with
Would
that
you
one? Should we move
study
on?
more? No, I wouldn't.
No, I
I
wouldn't either.
floated by, and
Yeah,
I
I
would
got by
float
without
again.
studying. Yeah,
It's a lifelong, it has become a lifelong thing with me.
I.
I'll do what it takes to get by.
Hells yeah. Mike's got the quiz answers for us.
Yay!
Quiz answers, round one. Songs about cars. First one was Something Else by Eddie Cochran. Bet got it. Second one was
I
Night
didn't get Be
Moves.
Thankful for What You Got. I just sang
You
it
got
once I
it.
knew what it was.
When you got the second clue, you got it. Is
Oh,
what he's
I
saying.
didn't know, realize that was a second clue. I thought somebody had given you the answer. Okay.
No, that was the second clue. Night
Oh,
Moves, we
that's
both
right.
got.
Okay, I remember you reading it now. It was the
Little Old Lady
chorus,
from Pasadena, you got. Lady's a Tramp, I got. It is the Sinatra version. And Young Americans, David Bowie, I got. Instrumentals, these are pretty much all bet. Time is Tight,
Oh, he's
Peter
done.
Gunn.
How did I not know that?
That did
That's the mid.
not.
That's the mi yeah, that's the middle part
Is
after
this
the.
the bridge?
Yeah.
I did not recognize that. Duane Eddy, Peter Gunn. Last Date, Floyd Kramer. Jessica, Allman Brothers. At least I got one on that one.
Soul fingers.
Soulfinger, The Bar
Shit. I was
Case.
close. Soul
Wrong bet,
something. I
wrong,
should
he
get a half a
says.
point for soul.
He says, wrong bet, wrong. Using the middle brow scoring system, TM. Bet six, Stenny four. You're winning, you're kicking my ass. He says, you'll be
Right.
back later with the next round of quizzes.
Yay!
He
Love
says,
those quizzes.
by the way, I know we don't want to create any more obstacles in posting the podcast, but can you drop the instrumental of M instrumental MP3 files into the recording before posting it? Or is playing it through the speaker easy enough? Well, if nobody else minds me playing it through the speaker, because actually posting the MP3 would be, I know it doesn't seem like it would be, but it would actually be kind of tough. Because I'm on all kinds of different computers, is what you don't know, Mike. So, at once. So you're
like NASA there.
It is. It is. It's very much like the space station over here. So if everybody can hear it okay when I play through the speaker, I'm going to go ahead and keep doing that. I assume that means there's going to be more instrumental quizzes coming. Because clearly it's too late to go back.
No words.
And another shout out for Saskita. I need you so.
The safe bet on this one is that if Milo's owner doesn't know how to tweet, unless Milo gets real smart real quick, he shall not have a Twitter account.
Yeah, she's asking if Milo's going to get a Twitter account. That seems very unlikely to me since Bet doesn't have one.
Maybe he'll get a Facebook page.
You know, you can do dog book. Susan just did it for Piper, her dog. You can open up a dog book page for Milo, which I think is a good idea. Okay. But I don't. I think it's unlikely that you'll see Milo on Twitter. and Buster doesn't even. Buster and Boo don't even have Twitter accounts. Gee whiz. All right, that's shout outs. Do we want to do anything else this episode, or do you suppose that's enough for now? How are you guys all doing out there?
Yeah.
We're working on,
We can't hear you.
We have a, no, that was a lot of shout-outs, though. We have something in the works for a special guest who's coming on in a little bit. We're working
on
that.
We say in the works. We're working at this, people.
Yeah. Upcoming special guest. Don't think we're just sitting here on our asses. We are working on that.
We're working on our ass.
We're working on it. So, in fact, we're going to get back to that. We're going to get back to our little task and post this episode now so that we can continue to work on our homework that we have, is what we're going to do.
Is that what we're going to do?
I think so. I don't know. What time's the show tonight?
I can have Milo fart again.
That would be good. Buster is sleeping.
He's so smart he farts on command.
We're doing the very rare part of the day where Buster sleeps. This is the rare part of the day that lasts from around 9 a.m. until about 6 p.m. So, and then he'll be up for a little bit, and then he'll go back to sleep. So we have nothing. He sleeps with his eyes open, which
is
really, really creepy.
It's hard out there for a cat.
It is. You know it's hard out there for a cat. All right, we'll be back in another half hour, and hopefully our special guest will be coming soon. Maybe
that depends on us.
It depends on us. Depends on how quickly we can get our homework done.
Bear with us for having an extremely short podcast this time around.
Yes, we'll be back later. Bye.
Bye.